Well, hi. Good morning. 7-Eleven, happy Valentine's Day. We got a high of 42 today, low of 36 tonight. Not terrible. We got some rain in the forecast for tomorrow and a high of 45. Right now, it is 32, and it's time.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, about a week ago, SpaceX blasted a rocket that ended up launching a red Tesla Roadster into deep space. That's right. The future is now, man. That car is also now floating away, playing David Bowie's Space Oddity on repeat on the car stereo. Astronomers here on Earth actually spotted the vehicle out there, confirming that it's on its way towards an asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. If all goes well, the Roadster will survive for the next 10,000 to 12,000 years. That's so crazy, man. Which should be plenty of time for an alien spacecraft to come across it. I just think it's crazy, this kind of stuff. When I was a little kid, I don't think I ever imagined a Tesla Roadster with like a weird like robot pilot flying through space. Just nuts, man. Well, business owners in the tourist area of Aspen, Colorado had confirmed that in 2017, marijuana sales topped liquor sales for the first time ever. More people getting high, man. Getting high. About $11.3 million worth of weed was sold compared to just about $10.5 million worth of booze. Hey, man. And I read, too, that a lot of people are wanting weed for Valentine's Day in the states where it's legal. So people just getting high on weed and high on love for Valentine's Day. And lastly, it's been a decade, but the drought is over. That's right. Chris Rock will release his first comedy special in 10 years today on Netflix, titled Chris Rock Tambourine. The special will cover contemporary issues like relationships, race, and society. It was directed by Bo Burnham and filmed at New York's Brooklyn Academy of Music. Tambourine is the first of two specials Rock will release on Netflix under a deal he signed in 2016, allegedly valued at $40 million. $20 million a pop, not too bad. Rock's last stand-up special was Kill the Messenger, which premiered on HBO in 2008. He also directed the special Amy Schumer Live at the Apollo for HBO in 2015. I'm looking forward to it. I love Chris Rock. I actually just watched his episode with Jerry Seinfeld in Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which was just hilarious. So looking forward to checking that out. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?